is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The man police allege killed a Minnesota lawmaker and her husband now faces a slew of charges hours after he was captured in the Minnesota woods.
Investigators say Vance Belter meticulously planned his attack and had a hit list that included 45 elected officials in Minnesota, acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
In the early morning hours of June 14th, Belter went to the homes of four Minnesota state politicians with the intent to kill them.
He says one wasn't home, and when Belter saw a police officer at another house, he stayed in his car. Now he faces first-degree murder charges for the deaths of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband.
And these are punishable by a term of life imprisonment or even death.
He also faces charges for shooting and wounding Senator John Hoffman and his wife. Peter King, CBS News.
In New York City, two court officers were slashed inside a courthouse. As CBS's Alan Devlin reports from the scene, the man was taken into custody after running into the lobby and charging at officers with a knife.
I spoke to several people who were inside the courthouse when this attack happened. They say it was absolute chaos through the several floors of the building. Two officers attacked with that knife, a third one injured. That attack bringing this courthouse to a standstill.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tells ABC that assassinating Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah would end the conflict between the two. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem with the missile fire now in its fourth day.
Iran fired at least 50 ballistic missiles at Israel this morning, and several were able to evade Israeli air defenses. One missile crashed into a high-rise apartment complex in Petah Tikva, that's a city near Tel Aviv, with deadly consequences. The missile blew out windows and shattered concrete walls in several buildings.
This comes as the G7 meets in Canada. Our Natalie Brand hears from President Trump, who is there.
Looming over the gathering, the conflict between Israel and Iran, now in its fourth day.
It's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
At least six people have died from flash floods in West Virginia this weekend. Jenna Pickens lives in Wheeling in Ohio County.
This honestly was the greatest tragedy that we've encountered. And, it's totally left us hopeless, I would say.
CBS's Jerika Duncan is at the Sean Diddy Combs trial in New York and says a juror has been dismissed.
Juror number six will be excused. There were questions about his candor, inconsistent statements that he made that the judge learned about and basically said that even if you tried to put the genie back in the bottle, in his words, it's too late.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Estimates have about 2,000 protesters gathering over the weekend in Racine and Kenosha counties. Saturday saw people getting together in Kenosha's Civic Center Park, and in Mount Pleasant, people were appealing to drivers at the busy 31 and 20 intersection. To see images of the Racine rally, check out RacineCountyEye.com. There's something new inside the city of Racine's vending machines, gun locks. The city's latest public health push offers free gun locks through the existing vending machines throughout the city. The initiative, led by the Public Health and Community Safety Departments, also provides Narcan and fentanyl test strips. City leaders say the goal is to make essential safety tools more accessible. The current machines can be found at the Transit Center, the Library, and the Bryant Community Center. You may want to spend the week gathering garbage. The City of Racine is hosting a free appliance and electronics drop-off event for residents Saturday. From 10 to 3, you can bring old tires, TVs, microwaves, and appliances to the former Jacobson site on South Memorial Drive. Proof of residency is required. The event is for City of Racine residents only. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers cut the cards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers head to Chicago to open a series against the Cubs tomorrow night. Yesterday, the Brewers beat the Cardinals 3-2 to win the four-game series and move up into second place. Did things get testy with St. Louis over the weekend? The Brewers' Trevor McGill.
Tensions were high. Everything surrounding that's happened over the series. So, yeah, that's huge for us, 3 out of 4, and get out of the jam like that.
Rhys Hoskins got beaned. The Cardinals' Wilson Contreras having words with the Brewers' bench. Pat Murphy.
Cardinals those Brewers, man. There's always going to be high emotion. The health of the game is that you let players, especially veterans like that, handle what they handle. If we feel like somebody's thrown at us on purpose, the umpires will take care of it.
Girls High School Softball, the Kokona Ghosts, with a 1-0 win over Kenosha Bradford to clinch their fourth state division title in the last 5 years.
I mean, it hasn't quite settled in yet, but it's an amazing feeling. I mean, I wouldn't want to go out any other way, so it's just incredible.
That's senior pitcher Carly Meredith with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Cloudy, warm, and slightly sticky today. Humid conditions starting to creep in, highs reaching the upper 70s, and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those could still be strong to severe, bringing gusty winds, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 78 degrees.
News and timeless hits from the Beatles on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. We've got a great show for you today. Coming up, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, it's another 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs from one great year. Today, we'll feature the class of 1962. Also this afternoon, Starman. We'll talk about everything outer space. We'll talk with Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and more. Keep it here on WRJN.
Why do you build me up?
Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
thinking about time? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Let me save you some money. Let's do this. Let's get you over to WRJN.com. Click on that big deals banner. Now, there you can shop for all kinds of local food, service, and merchandise in the form of gift certificates. But you're going to save 30, 40, sometimes up to 50% on those gift certificates. But here's the deal. Now through the end of June, you can save even more at checkout when you use my promo code. My promo code is Reunion. Reunion. Use that at checkout at Big Deals and save even more than your 30, 40, or sometimes up to 50%. So go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and save.
Summerfest brings the biggest names in live music to Milwaukee's lakefront across three unforgettable weekends, including performances from James Taylor, Chicago, Devo, plus Richard Marx, Rick Springfield, George Thorogood, Sebastian Bach, and more. Don't miss Milwaukee's Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance on June 19th through 21st, June 26th through 28th, and July 3rd through 5th. Get tickets now at summerfest.com.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's House. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. Saturdays.
Chill out this summer with unbeatable deals at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, your go-to destination for selection, service, convenience, and serious savings. Beat the heat with a sizzling summer special. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Perfect for keeping your drinks frosty on the go. Whether you're stepping inside or cruising through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's has everything you need to keep moving. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, right at the corner of 31 and Spring in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Soak up the sun and turn up the fun at the Lanes on 20. Kids bowl for free through Labor Day. Stop in, sign up, and bring the whole family for a summer packed with strikes, spares, and smiles.
Yes!
Pair it with some solid wings, burgers, and barbecue from Racine's best-kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. And don't miss unbeatable food and tasty beverage specials during Brewers broadcasts, the Racine Raiders Roundup, and game day gatherings. Come for the bowling, stay for the party at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long. WRJN.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. We are inching closer to State Fair this year. That's going to happen in August. And one of the things that you're going to want to pay attention to at the State Fair is the Happy Together Tour 2025. It features legendary artists from the 60s and 70s, including the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, The Vogues, the Councils, and of course, this band, it's Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. This is Lady Willpower on WRJN.
To see me, but you're afraid of what I might have on my mind. One thing you
together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. They toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather?
So happy together. We're happy together.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, your home for Racine Raiders football. The Raiders taking on the River City Rough Riders at Horlick Field this Saturday night. Don Wadowitz will have the call of the game. Pre-game at 6:45, kickoff at 7. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Estimates have about 2,000 protesters gathering over the weekend in Racine and Kenosha counties. Saturday saw people getting together in Kenosha's Civic Center Park, and in Mount Pleasant, people were appealing to drivers at the busy 31 and 20 intersection. To see images of the Racine rally, check out racinecountyeye.com. Free gun locks are the latest items you'll see in Racine's public health vending machines. They join Narcan and fentanyl test strips as part of a broader push to make some items more available. The free items can be found 24/7 at the Racine Public Library, at the Bryant Community Center, and at the Transit Center. You may want to spend the week gathering garbage. The city of Racine is hosting a free appliance and electronics drop-off event for residents Saturday. From 10 to 3, you can bring old tires, TVs, microwaves, and appliances to the former Jacobson site on South Memorial Drive. Proof of residency is required. The event is for city of Racine residents only. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather.
Partly cloudy, warm, and slightly sticky today. Humid conditions starting to creep in, highs reaching the upper 70s, and a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms overnight. Some of those could still be strong to severe, bringing gusty winds, hail, and heavy downpours. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Right now, 78 degrees.
WRJN.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt, how you doing, bud?
Doing all right. Stuart J. Waddles is here, and it's that time of year. People start thinking about family vacations.
Yeah.
I got thinking about ours, and the ones that I took growing up were very different than the ones that we gave our children when they were growing up.
How so?
Well, I just remember when I was growing up, a lot of amusement parks. You know, I remember being in California. We went to Knott's Berry Farm. I remember being in Cincinnati. We went to Kings Island. Of course, we went to Disney and, you know, we did all that kind of stuff. And our kids, it was more about museums and, well, we did a lot of baseball stadiums.
Why are you holding out on them?
I know, right?
Why'd you do that to them?
No, poor kids.
Yeah, we did the same. I got to Opryland when it was still open, before that was torn down. Dollywood, even before it was Dollywood, Silver Dollar City. Yeah, we did the same thing. But at least I take my kids to fun places, Kurt.
I know.
Jeez.
I know. We went to a lot of like Civil War battlefields with our kids and stuff like that. But we did it. But I think we did it in a fun way because, for instance, the Gettysburg, we did on horseback.
Well, that's good. Yeah. And I guess another metric would be, have any of them served hard time?
No, not yet.
Well, there you go. Success.
Hard time? No, not hard time. Okay. They went to those country club and prisons.
Right. There's a distinction.
I saw a survey. It asked, what's the weirdest souvenir a family member brought home from vacation? I've got mine.
Oh, boy.
When I was 8 years old, we were in Southern California, and I remember crossing the border must have been Tijuana, I guess. And I just had to have a sombrero.
Aye, aye, aye.
And imagine taking a sombrero on an airplane.
Yeah, that could get weird.
It was huge. And we had to carry the darn thing around. And of course, when are you going to wear a sombrero? When is an 8-year-old, what chance does an 8-year-old have to wear a sombrero?
Cinco de Mayo?
I guess. That was about it. All right, there's Stuart J. Waddles. He keeps us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
If you need someone to count on. Too. And if I'm not first on your list.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, where you can stay connected with our WRJN weekly newsletter. Get a recap of the week's top local and state news, on-air highlights, business spotlights, and marketing tips delivered right to your inbox. Sign up now at WRJN.com.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on to my door. Single day singing.
Just my imagination.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. You know, we're just a couple of weeks away from the 4th of July, and WRJN is proud to stand behind Racine's beloved 4th Fest celebration. Help keep our spectacular parade and fireworks going strong. Join in on some fun fundraisers like a bags tournament and a golf outing. All the information you need is at racine4thfest.org.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
WRJN is looking forward to another amazing 4th Fest celebration this summer. And it all gets started with fundraisers for the festivities. Saturday, June 21st, compete in a bags tournament at Rhino Bar. Bags fly at noon and it's $30 per person to play. Then on June 28th, the 4th Fest annual golf outing at Ives Groves. It's a best ball tourney and you can call Lou to register at 262-620-4274. It all leads up to 4th Fest, so get involved.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st, against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WRJN.
WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Well, it says here, research found that vitamin D and calcium don't actually prevent broken bones. You know what does prevent broken bones? Staying inside and paying someone else to mow your lawn.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say, this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The man accused of killing a Minnesota lawmaker and wounding another has just made his first court appearance. Vance Belter told the judge he cannot afford an attorney.
Belter went to the homes of four Minnesota state politicians with the intent to kill them.
Acting U.S. Attorney Joe Thompson.
It is no exaggeration to say that his crimes are the stuff of nightmares. Belter stalked his victims like prey. He went to their homes, held himself out as a police officer, and shot them in cold blood.
Belter was arrested late last night and now faces federal charges. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his military will kill Iran's military leaders one by one. President Trump is attending the G7 summit in Canada, where he spoke about the escalating war between Israel and Iran, now in its fourth day.
It's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
Our Robert Berger's in Jerusalem.
The original goal of the war was to knock out Iran's nuclear facilities, but it's expanded now that Iran is firing these powerful ballistic missiles at Israel. So the second goal of the war now is to target the Iranian ballistic missile program.